Welcome back to Fred Nats on Deck. I'm Jack Smith with Davian Garcia, the starter yesterday. 4 2/3 scoreless innings, and Davian just the one hit allowed. I got to ask first, I felt like we saw you throw more fastballs than we've ever seen you throw. You threw 94 total pitches. By your count and guess, how many fastballs do you think there were?
Probably like 60, if I had to guess, like 60. I threw a lot of fastballs, and it was just working well, so we stuck by it.
Was it just the success you were having on that pitch that made you decide to throw it so often?
I'd say that, yeah. I'd say just the command of it was really good yesterday, and then we were controlling it well, and Rombie was throwing the number down, and I just kept doing it.
What kind of confidence does it give you to have an outing where you're able to rely on one pitch like that and see it be so dominant?
A lot of confidence. It's nice, but like it's also like I want to be able to work on my off speeds too, and like be able to also have those dominant with it. But yesterday I didn't really have it as much, so we used the fastball more heavily, and it worked out great for me.
Was there a moment yesterday where you realized that your splitter maybe wasn't what it normally is, and maybe you didn't have it like you normally do?
Yeah, when I came in the first inning, I spiked two of them in a row. I was like, well, okay, so we got to work around that today and use it as more of like a setup. And that's what I talked to Rombie and Lordy about. And I was like, hey, I have more confidence in the slider if you want to use that instead. So that's just how it worked out.
All 7 strikeouts for you came on the fastball. What's the key for Davian Garcia to a strikeout fastball?
To a strikeout fastball? Just throwing it up in the zone and throwing it like no one's ever going to hit it. So kind of rear back and just let it eat.
Obviously, the pitch count was kind of getting up for you. You were trying to finish the 5th inning, and the last batter you faced does get a hit. How much is a potential no-hitter for you or the team in your head at all when you're out there throwing so well?
I feel like anyone could get it done, but it's very hard. And just my defense behind me has been helping me out a lot, and I can't, you know, thank them enough for always making plays for me back there and always putting their life on the line for us. So I feel like we definitely could get it done at some point this season, and I would love to have it be with me on the mound, but we'll see what happens.
Now that you have a chance to look back on it, how do you feel like the first couple months for you in pro ball have gone?
It started very rocky. It started very rocky, but it's been a lot of, like, mental building more than anything, and just being more confident with my stuff and trusting it more and more, and you know, just trusting the teammates and trusting my coaching staff and just believing in everyone, and on top of that believing in myself and in God. And that's kind of just what's been powering me through this first couple months, and it's brought a lot of confidence and a lot of mental ease.
Define mental building. What does that look like for you?
For me, it's just a lot of like watching the bigger guys that have been coming through here and like rehabbing and seeing how they attack when they're on the mound and how they reflect themselves afterwards. They're not very like on top of themselves. They're more of like, hey, it's baseball, this happens, I'm gonna just do better next time, I have 132 more games to go. So it's nice to see that and be able to pick their brains and use it on myself.
Was that something that came easy for you at the start? You seem to be a guy that would maybe reflect and kind of sit on things for a little bit.
It definitely wasn't like that at the beginning at all. I was very hard on myself, and I feel like any kid that comes into this pro ball life and has to experience it for the first time, if everyone, you know, watching you just struggle and you're like, dang, I don't know how to get through this, and then you start seeing other people go through the same thing, and it feels a lot better when you're all like the chemistry's there and you're all together and just backing each other up. And it's always about like the next pitch, and if the next guy comes in and helps you out, it's give them a high five and dap them up and get them ready.
One of the older guys on this staff, Brian Polanco, gets the ball today. I don't know if you're aware, over his last 6 starts, nobody that's thrown as many innings as him has given up fewer hits in minor league baseball. What stands out to you most when he's on the mound for you guys?
Right now, it's just his confidence is out the roof. Like, he doesn't care. Like, he's going to go out there and he's going to throw his best stuff, and if they hit it, he's ready to get it right back at it. And I mean, he's something else. He's a different breed right now.
How does that help the rest of you guys?
I mean, I can't speak for the bullpen, but I bet it's nice to not have to throw as much. And then coming into, like, when it's my turn, usually I'm after him, but this is the first time he's after me, so I try to set him up with, like, having a good visualization of what these batters are going to do so he can attack them with his great stuff and just attack. So it's nice to see him always just performing and doing the best he can at all times.
Final question for you. Obviously, this series hasn't gotten off to the right foot for you guys. What will it take to grab a couple of wins here and salvage the weekend?
I mean, one swing at a time, one pitch at a time. That's all we got to do, because we're playing well, and we just need to string a couple things together and make a little less mental errors on our side, especially as a pitching staff. Like, we've been walking a little more than we've been, so we got to kind of hunker that down and be able to give our hitters a chance to win the ballgame.
That's yesterday's starter, Davian Garcia. Davian, thank you as always for the time.
Of course. Thank you.